It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and Swoops, back alley cats, the backdoor cuts with alley oops, posting up, you on block or Mike and Booth, and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them, got 50 with a surge, and then some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's, and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blaine, or how about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then. Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts, but now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts, points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace, whoever's on your favorite team. El Amino on the verse is still great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape, who sports makes for a take, so true or you can debate, on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth of fact like a state, AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
Bars and hoops. Stills the Great.
It's because of you.
Episode 16.
Episode 16.
I got two co-hosts with me today.
Hold on. How are we episode 16? I thought this is episode
16. Hey, man.
16.
You was invited, man, to episode 16. That show how long I've been grinding.
You invited. You ain't telling
me. You know what I mean? Work, I got my co-host, Mill Gaines.
Top.
And the homie, Young Church.
The one.
The one. What up, fellas? What's
Church.
Good? What's good, man?
Church, man.
Chizzy.
And we ain't doing that little no more.
You ain't doing young and little
Chizzy.
No more?
You got to call me Chizzy Gway.
Chizzy Gway?
Chizzy Guevara. Hey,
listen, man. Whatever works for you, man. Fellas, what's good, man?
Yo, what a dooski, big homie?
Ain't nothing, man. I mean, what we getting into today, man? The music game, man? What y'all want to talk a little bit about?
That whole. Before the cameras came on,
before the music mics came on.
Lord have mercy, Father help us all.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with anything. What you want to do?
All right, nigga. How about that Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma beef, man? What y'all think about that, man?
I'm going to let you go first, Church.
I was going to say, I don't think I should speak on this in public. But yeah. I realized that I'm no longer at home right
now. Yo, listen,
I like Remy Ma because she's a good-looking chick and she's thick and she's a different kind of chick. And she's a good rapper, too. Nicki Minaj is a good rapper, too, but she has a lot of ghostwriters. I understand that. I know you think Remy got her shit written by
I'll let you finish.
Yeah, I know you think Remy got her shit written by Papoose. I think it's good for the culture that they battle, but I really wanted Nicki to go in too because I think she's dope too. You know what I mean? I really want her to go in.
Man,
she
listen.
Didn't go in. She went out.
Listen, kid. If you listen to both, if you listen to both, both of Remy Ma's,
no,
diss records. The first one, obviously, you could tell that Pap.
First of all,
helped her.
I'm gonna let you go.
I don't care what you say. The part when she started
said,
talking
first of
about,
I'm gonna let you go.
The he part about
kill you after
yeah,
this.
Listen now, he ain't gonna kill me. The part about the whole misleading the black girl and the head of the cum squad pause, all of that
shit.
Other shit.
She
that was
that.
All Pat. That wasn't Remy.
That
was not Remy.
It was kind of hard.
That wasn't Remy.
That wasn't Remy.
Wait a
hold
minute.
On. So what? She was in jail for 8 years.
It's a lot of jokes.
So hold on. That once
That's a
that,
lot of jokes. Niggas got a lot that, of niggas
no,
funny.
No, man.
People are
no,
funny in jail. They
no.
The whole
flow.
Anytime I got locked
listen,
up, it was nothing but jokes from these niggas.
The whole
all day.
Flow. The whole flow was Pap.
Especially in
the
Baltimore.
The flow was Pap. To me, the whole flow, like certain parts was Pap. I ain't going to say that he wrote the whole thing. Some of it,
so why he
wrote.
Number two?
Why he didn't write number two? Because he wanted to let her live. She was feeling herself. Come on, she was feeling herself, and it was terrible. It was a brick. It was a brick, man.
A lot of reasonable doubts you give.
It was a brick, man.
Slang alert! Slang alert! Slang alert! Reasonable doubts have been given.
I think Ruby's too prideful to let Pappy.
Nah, that Pappy, she ain't prideful Pappy, nothing, man.
I ain't gonna stunt. That is true. She's taking wild pride on Nikki not writing her own. That would destroy every equity piece that she's ever gotten if she acts as if she wrote all of her shit and then came out that she didn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that, man. I think that they both got a little help. But that Nikki response was terrible. It was horrible.
It's a good song, though.
Nah, forget a song. See, that's the thing. Like, today's generation, man.
No.
They so concerned about record sales.
Let me ask y'all a question.
And all of this other nonsense. You know what I mean?
Not that I don't think what I'm about to ask you.
What?
I just want to know what you guys think what I'm about to ask you.
All right, let me hear it.
What made Remy's diss record so good?
Her directness. She was direct, saying she's saying shit about her lipo. She went directly at her, and she didn't stop.
Yeah,
and she didn't. She wasn't relentless. She was relentless. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man.
That's what made it good.
The line when she said, "Before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob."
Sucking dick for records,
captain of the cum squad. That's Pap all the way, man. That's Pap.
But why is that? Why would you think that's Pap?
That's Pap. That just the delivery, the way she delivered it.
You was a SpongeBob.
But why would you think that's Pap?
Come on, man.
You're the captain of the cum squad.
Yeah, like come on, kid. That was to me. That was Pap all day. That was Pap all day. Like that sounds like him.
Pap will murder Drake and all the things.
He would.
But then Drake and them gonna make a nice hit and come back and still win.
But now
wait a minute. There, we cannot say that somebody is going to murder somebody and then that person comes behind and makes a dope hit. Right. He's not murdered.
Yeah. He's not murdered.
You are murdered when you do not make nothing after this.
Okay, he's assaulted. He got assaulted.
He would,
He got accosted.
Pappos would have almost
accosted on the block.
Almost anybody. That's 106
in the park. Yeah, 106 in the park. He got accosted.
Yes, he would. None
of them went.
Pap is Supreme Acosta.
Yeah, none of them went no problems with him.
But Acosta Nostra.
But that's why all of a sudden now, Pap and Remy is coming out with something together. He was dying to get into it.
I feel like I'm on a podcast.
He want to kill people.
I feel like I'm on a podcast.
You feel like you on one?
I do.
Yeah, he really want to kill people.
Yeah,
good, right?
Yeah, I ain't gonna stunt. It's I feel like I'm on
Pap wanna kill.
Yeah, I would think Pap.
Ain't nobody. I ain't gonna lie to you. Only thing in the game that M is old, but only thing in the game that can really fuck with Pap, I think, gotta be a nigga like M.
M.
Eminem.
It depends on what you say and fuck with Pap though.
Cause Pap go in.
Yeah, Pap
don't stop.
Okay,
Ransom maybe.
Yeah,
Ransom go in.
There's many doors to go in.
Yeah.
And
funny is good too.
Huh?
Anybody who's funny is good too.
Yeah.
That's what it's about nowadays.
There's many doors to go in. Cause first of all, let me say this. Shout outs to my nigga Pap.
Yeah, I like
Pap.
Pap
is my nigga.
I fuck Pap.
Pap is always my nigga. Pap has been my nigga before there was any Remy.
I saw Pap.
Yeah, and you know what? I fuck with Pap just off of what I seen, and I'm a demeanor insector.
Yeah.
Insector. I'm a demeanor insector.
Yeah.
And I looked at Pap, and I would dissect his demeanor.
Yeah.
For what, like, what part of what Brooklyn made him? What part of what New York made him?
He's not a Brownsville nigga, because he's not on some dirty shit.
Nah, and I wouldn't say every Brownsville nigga is on the dirty shit either, but I know a lot of Brownsville niggas that are on some
dirty shit.
But Pap is from the stock.
But he's from the stock. But not to say that a nigga from the stock can't have some of what the Ville
got.
Would bring. And granted, you want some of that gritty from the Ville because it's do or die. Yeah. Just like it is in the star.
The star is grimy too.
Yeah. The star could be grimy too.
They just live in good house, good buildings.
So I would say this about Pap.
They grimy too.
I love Pap.
talking to nobody.
I know Pap to go in certain doors when he going in. Yeah. It's many doors to go in, but when Pap goes in, he goes in certain doors. So for me to say that Pap is all around gonna eat anybody, I'll say nah.
You know what?
He's not. I mean,
I know you say he's not, but who's gonna stop him?
Listen,
Name a rapper that can stop himself. That's the way it is.
He stopped himself with the second disc. He hasn't been a marketable guy. Goodness. Like, that's why he's never really been able to drop a successful album.
The white people can't market Pat. Yo,
he only got one level, kid. He only got one level.
Nah, he got more levels than one.
He got one level, man.
He got more levels than one.
Way more levels than one. It's just always punch you in the face.
Yes. Nah, he's like a Saigon. Saigon has got way more levels, but no, ain't no...
Saigon's more deeper than Pat, because that...
Saigon is a nigga that's been in a locked up cell for nobody else but himself for like 3 years. And he's like, I read books in the dark in solitary confinement with my mouse friend. That's how Saigon is. Saigon's a beast.
Saigon got a lot of deep shit. But it's sad that the industry did Saigon that way. You know what I mean?
Fuck that.
Yeah, I know. But you know, it is what it is.
Yo, Sai, if you listening, that's good for you, the industry did you like that. Because they don't know what to do with you. Ha ha!
Yeah.
I fuck with Sai. Sai's a problem, they don't know what to do with Sai.
I mess with Sai, man. I was a big fan of Sai. Remember, Saigon and Papoose came in the game together at the same time, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they both came in around the same time.
He was like, what the fuck is a Papoose? I heard Stat play the P word for me, and I was like,
who the fuck is this? Yeah. And he's like, yo, this is my nigga I was locked up with. Saigon. I said, who the fuck name is Saigon?
That's a dope name.
That's a crazy name. I didn't know if it was dope or whack. I was just like, this shit is just strong.
It's like a war.
It sounds like a war.
Yeah, fact. Saigon. It's like in Japan or something like that. But you know,
I'm glad he's positive too. He's on some positive shit. I respect that he's on some positive shit. I always do that.
Cheese on bread.
I ain't gonna lie though.
We do a lot of negative shit.
This shit needs to exist. Yeah. You need to call like at 11 o'clock, call like Temp and have him come over here and be here by midnight. Listen. And then it'd be another segment of, it needs to be like you call a famous nigga. Like,
listen, we gonna get there, kid. We gonna get there, man, in due time. Back to that whole situation, man. I think that the battle is whack because I don't like the fact that Nicki responded after the labels pulled Sheetha off the airwaves. That was whack.
What I said.
That was whack. They said that Universal pulled it. I think Nas, I ain't gonna front. I don't know for a fact. I don't think that Nas. I think Nas has something.
If I was Nas, I would have pulled it.
You want to know why?
Why would Nas pull it?
Because that messes his legacy up with diss records.
Because look. Not even just mess up the legacy. You don't. Go ahead. Let me bring light to
Nas's shit. Even though niggas 10 years younger, They haven't heard Nas shit.
No, it buries him. It buries him even more.
Universal Motown.
Yo, but I ain't gonna stunt though.
The beat was on Universal.
But Mills,
they said, "Yo, stop that."
Yeah. But Mills, uh-huh. Me and you had an argument.
Yeah.
And me and you had an argument, a big argument that D know about, and D kids heard about it.
Yeah.
And D kids witnessed it. Yeah. And one day I came over here to check you.
Yeah.
And D kids was bigging up that argument that me and you had, I'll be like, enough is enough.
Oh, okay.
No more talking about that argument.
Exactly.
Then it gotta be Jay. Exactly. It gotta be Jay that did it.
Nah, man. It can't be Nas. It wasn't Jay.
Jay.
Because Jay had nightmares about it.
Yo, not that beat again.
Jay had to be like, hold on, why y'all bring this shit up again?
Yo, Jay, I think that, because the reason why I think Nas probably did have something to do with it initially. Y'all ever heard of Elzai?
Who's that?
Exactly. Elzai is a kid from Detroit.
Oh, yeah, Elzai did the whole album. Did the whole album.
And how much like did that get?
You know what?
How much like did it get?
That nigga? The beatbox.
Exactly. But why did he do it? Because now you're trying to bury Illmatic's legacy by coming over with Elmatic. Like,
no.
That was my thing.
Who's Elzai made?
Elzai made an album after Illmatic. He did Illmatic over. But he put his twist on it. And no, but it got no light of day. It came out.
Yo, Steel's
it was probably a buzz for like a couple of weeks. Then it went silent.
But
I'm just saying, Nas probably was like,
Steel's
Great,
can I talk?
You gotta, I'm listening.
Why would I let a day come up with a song? I came up with Illmatic. Why would I let a day come up with Illmatic?
Exactly.
And do every song I did
exactly.
in his way.
Album cover, everything.
No. It's not happening.
Yeah, nah, but.
She's a desist.
But that's my whole point. But that's my whole. It's like infringing on my copyright.
Yo,
it's infringing on my product. But this is what. That's my whole point with the whole eat this shit.
You could be better, but do it in your own way.
But this is my whole point.
Don't get all my beats.
But see,
and say you're better than me.
But look, this is the same thing.
Here's a letter. I'll bring a letter to you with my UPS.
Typing. I'm typing right now.
This is my whole point with the whole eat this shit. I think it was the same rules that apply. Like, Mons went down as one of the greatest diss records in history.
Nah,
now you coming riding off of my way.
Said,
everybody's rocking with it now because of the beat. Everybody's rocking with it because of the beat.
Nah, the beat ain't super
come
great.
Come on, man. What?
That beat ain't super great.
When they hear that beat.
It might not be.
It's just
super
with that,
great, but niggas is rocking with
because
it.
Because of that
beat
and what it did to Jay.
What she said on that shit.
What she said was crazy.
Nicki is saying some shit too.
Yeah.
Nicki is saying her shit more passive aggressively.
Yeah.
And fucking what's her name is saying her shit.
She says some shit.
Show aggressive.
Or some Drake shit.
It's
or
weak,
some sideways
man.
Shit.
To me, it's weak.
That's some weak shit.
It's
she
weak.
Said her
yeah.
shit weak.
It was weak. Yeah. It was real weak.
And I thought I ain't gonna say Charged Up was weak.
Yeah.
Back to back was
weak.
Weak.
Yeah,
but,
it was weak.
But it sounded good in the bars.
It sounded
and
good.
Clubs,
it sounded good. But that ain't. Okay, when that nigga Busy B
calm down
on stage and start dissing,
take a look around.
Oh, should I say when Kumo D got on stage and started dissing Busy B?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a phenomenal thing when I first heard it.
You know what? Yeah. I never heard that one.
Oh my! You don't want to hear it. It's in. You would think
Kumo D's the king though.
That's the thing.
He destroyed this nigga, but it was a roast. It was in fun.
But it was still a battle. That was a classic.
We ain't in control of our hip hop future to be like a nigga should have a spot 30 years, 35 years.
They didn't give a radio show nothing.
That was a classic.
Nothing.
He was an intelligent brother.
You can't give these niggas nothing.
Kuma D was smart.
Yeah, but you can't give these niggas nothing. Then you'll be smart.
Yeah, facts.
And you'll be dead. I'll probably be dead because I said that.
But you see that? You said Kumo D and Busy B, but that was like a real battle. Like nowadays, battles is memes. Everybody jumping on the internet with memes.
Remember
Kumo
D came out with a song with LL and he just said everything in L.
Oh.
Living lifetime. Living long strong. Long rhymes.
L.
Nah,
yo,
I heard that shit.
Yo.
Nah. Kumo D was nice.
Kumo
D was nice.
Kumo D came up with a song by LL with just L's.
Yeah.
And he just slaughtered LL.
Yeah.
Nah.
Why would he do that?
Kumo D was nice.
Yo,
yeah,
why
Kumo D
would he
was
do
nice.
That?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kumo D was nice. But
killed
L killed all of them in to
L
the break of dawn,
said, Mama said, knock you out.
Yeah.
I would knock you out.
That's how Drake would do. Drake would be like, my mom said for me to do something. And I'm going to do it because I honor her.
And a
now
lot of
do
people.
Something.
I love my mom.
A lot
I
of
love
people,
my mama.
Yeah.
Now do something.
A lot of people
like,
don't
yo,
like
I
Drake.
I love my moms. That's the new shit. I love my moms.
A lot of people don't like Drake,
no,
man.
Honestly,
they be hating on Drake.
Honestly,
I rock with Drake.
I don't think it's a hate
yo,
thing.
Yo, listen.
Because I love Drake's music.
I grew up in the slums.
I grew up in the slums.
I love Drake.
And I love Drake's music.
I love Drake's music. You know what I like to? I like A Boogie with the Hoodie, man.
I ain't gonna stunt. I fuck with A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A
Boogie
with
the
hoodie.
That's my shit. But I ain't gonna stunt. I'ma keep it 1,000.
Yeah.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Who's A Boogie with
the
Hoodie?
Sounds just like Day's Loaf with the Loafers.
Yeah, he said Day's
Loaf. But he's the male version.
No.
Cheese on bread.
So since y'all talking about all these new people, man.
No, A Boogie with the Hoodie is that dude.
I love it.
What about Dave East?
No. Oh, that's my nigga. Dave son is rap. Yo, my nigga when I Dave
to
the East.
Club, yo, drunk. Shout out to Dave East. I'll see you when Dave. I see you, and everybody Thanks. Will know who reigns supreme. But shout out to them niggas who doing their thing.
Not to disrespect, you're better than Dave East.
And it ain't even no shots, yo. And Dave, it ain't even. I shouldn't even have to apologize for my compliments. Yeah. But this is this ain't about Dave East.
I like Dave
and this
too.
Ain't about me. Good. It's
Dave
about good. Who good is guy, good Dave. And who is good and who is good. Yeah. That's it.
Dave East is nice.
Dave East is nice.
Church is nice.
Kid. No, that's my nigga.
Church, church going to bless this mic before he leave. Hold on, today,
I'm
going
to bring it down to you. Dave had a couple mixtapes before that bored the shit out of me.
Nah,
and that last Kamari shit, that
one.
Shit was like, oh, he finally made it.
That's
he came to me.
Whoa, I didn't know how you. I didn't know how anyone felt about any project of his before this.
I felt like.
Dave East.
I was like,
Dave
yo, everybody said Dave East is great. He's Nas love him.
Nah,
I heard
Dave
this
East
shit.
Is the problem.
I said, this nigga is boring. He can rap. The words rhyme. Everything sounds good together. But he's a boring app. What are you talking about? And then he comes with this project. And I said, oh, shit. He's talking about something now. I like this guy now.
And it's a recent one. It's a recent one. What's this?
And he started out playing ball. He used to play ball.
He played ball with
KD, Russell Westbrook, all of them guys.
He was out right in Towson, right in Baltimore, where I was at.
You know what?
I don't know about the
you
nigga.
You went to school with him. All y'all went to school. All y'all had college degrees.
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to the nigga. They be like, yo, look at that Fat Joe right there. I'd be like, shout out to my nigga. They be like, yo, you don't want to go across the street and see him? I'd be like, nah, he's doing his own thing right now. Go do his thing.
I ain't gonna lie, these are elite niggas in the hood, man. Your grandfather's like a.
Oh, shout out to that nigga.
Yo, he's got a nigga.
Oh, shout out to the big homie.
Yo, he's that
shout
dude.
Out to Mills for giving me respect.
Yeah, he's that dude. What up? He makes shit happen.
I ain't gonna stop, man. No. Shout out to these niggas, man. My mom's definitely disowned me, man, because shout out to Quadir. He got signed to Rough Riders. And my mother saw that he got signed to Rough Riders.
Big boy.
And once my mother saw that you got signed to Rough Riders, Quadir, she told me she's done with me. You made my mother be done with me.
Word. Word. Shout out to Quadir, man.
I was supposed to perform.
Quadir Latif. He's a problem, kid.
I didn't perform. And he performed.
Mad.
And he got signed that day.
Yeah. And you could have got signed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have signed to Rough Riders, but shout out to my homie for signing to Rough Riders. Because
the Quadir album never came out. I never heard the best of Quadir album.
Nah, it didn't come out.
Yeah, we met him. We met him marching to Baltimore.
With an album. Quadir, be more careful who you sign to, nigga.
Huh?
Oh, sorry, bro. Listen, man. I was just saying.
No, I don't think he took that as disrespect.
I don't know you.
I don't think he took that as disrespect. He said he being B-more. I don't think he took that as disrespect at all.
Careful you
signed
to.
We met him
here in New York, and they just bonded all the way to D.C. We went to D.C., right?
Yeah, that nigga's the big homie.
Big dude.
Son.
Big Sasquatch.
Oh,
shit. I just disrespected the big dude about here, man.
Nigga said.
You got me beat.
Oh. I thought you was the bodyguard.
I thought you was the bodyguard. Oh, you the nigga? Oh, shit. Let me go.
Yeah. My man.
Let me my exit.
Don't I know you from Brownsville?
Yeah, yeah.
Exit stage left.
I know that nigga from Brownsville.
Yeah. But now let's switch subjects a little bit, man. Right, since my man Church is here,
hold
man.
Hold on. We ain't finished talking about this topic.
No, stop talking about who?
We're not we ain't finished talking
yet.
About this finished topic yet.
We're not getting
to
the rap
as far
shit.
As...
We ain't finished talking about... Look. I got something to say.
What
how about that?
Talk about it.
I think it was a big L. A big L.
For who?
Nikki?
For Remy.
For Remy?
To say that the beef was dead.
Remy came out and said it was dead?
She should have never said
that. When did she say that?
Just a couple of days ago.
He knows.
That's pressure from the label.
If you think you're right.
Yeah,
you
that's
licked her. You should have let that lick sit on her.
Yeah,
if you think you're
pressure
right,
from the labels.
You should never apologize.
Y'all looking at the smaller picture. That's pressure from the labels, man.
Nah, but you done did
Come
too
on.
Much
She damaged
to
her
succumb.
Reputation.
You done did too much to succumb.
She damaged Nicki Minaj's reputation. First, she defamed her character. You're talking about she was sleeping with people. She's talking about
you
her
can
body.
You could say anything. Anything is said. Nah,
but
anything
that's defaming her character.
Anything could get said.
Yeah, she was dope. Defamation of the character. She could have sued her, bro.
Yo, they stopped her from...
Nah.
Exactly.
You it's can't rap. Sue her.
It's rap.
She could have... She could say it's satire. She could say yeah. it's... She could say it's any form of speech.
No.
She could say it's funny.
Listen, that's why... That's why when people make accusations and they always say allegedly...
She could have said the word allegedly.
I learned that from Star.
And then that
Shout
takes
out
the suing
well,
allegedly, she allegedly. Beheaded me.
But
ass shots misleaded me.
That's
the fuck?
Nah, but that's. I think that's me. Why she apologized. I didn't know that she apologized. I didn't know
and
she
don't
apologized.
Don't believe anybody who said I beat it or said it's me.
Word.
Either.
Yeah.
Don't believe these niggas. Trey Songz. Don't believe these niggas.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't know she apologized, but that sound like a label move. That sound like them ready to freeze her career. That sound like it was a lot of big money that was about to be messed up. That stepped in and said,
it
"Yo,
is.
You gotta chill out."
It is.
Cease and
if
desist.
You tell
no.
a chick,
you ain't gonna, you ain't gonna mess
to say,
my artist career
we
up.
We shutting down Ruby Song because y'all ain't killing my artist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, Russell put the money up, and Ron Brown should be like, "Yo, you need to pay me to stop my money."
But I ain't gonna say. I thought that was a little weak too. Just jumping, just doing your first diss track on Sheetha. Even though I wrote the beat and I was like, "Oh, this shit is not," but then I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cheating." Cause everybody knows.
You know why it's dope? Because Nas had Aetha, and they did a female version. It's Sheetha.
I think the nickname was dope. But
the nickname was dope. And
it was riding the whole wave of what Nas did.
The art was
man.
Dope. The Barbie, just ripping the Barbie apart.
Man. Oh, yeah. They tried to sue her for that.
Oh, that's too much
They even
now.
Tried
yeah.
to sue her for that. But this is what
it
I'm saying.
Good.
You got the Barbie
it was too
doll.
Much, it was too much big
us
money
people,
involved in
we,
their artists, man. They was like, yo, nah.
It was good.
You gotta
stop. It was good, man.
But
you gotta chill.
Hence the strategy. If a Meek Mill's, first of all,
I think it's doing, man.
This.
Yeah, I see you, boy.
This.
Oh shit.
This chick said that I am ending the beef.
Yo, she hurt my feelings with that shit.
If she responds, I don't. Care if you don't care if somebody responds,
Remy,
you would
Nikki?
Have no response for if somebody responds.
Remy or Nikki?
Well, this is Remy.
Wow.
You would have no response for someone potentially responding. So for me to say I'm not going to speak if somebody speaks is nonsense because I've already spoken.
Oh shit! No. Hell shit!
See?
Hell shit! Like some.
So therefore, because she said that, she gave up her footing on the hill where the war was being taken place. Because had she just stood on the top of the hill, the person would have had to work their way up there to get her attention. She could have just said nothing.
She was winning.
It's like when Jay-Z was throwing stones at Nas.
Through the knowledge.
And Nas... never said anything. Jay-Z
but
had
Nas,
to take it to a level 30 beyond.
Nas waited till his birthday to drop that fucking Aether.
But once Nas responded, he made the playing field
he
even.
He dropped it on his birthday.
Hey,
yo.
But once he responded, you heard what he said in you heard what he said in Godson. You heard what he said in Godson. Niggas is throwing stones at this house.
Yeah,
I don't have to respond. Yeah. He didn't. But once he did, he was no longer on an uphill battle and the nigga. Yeah. I mean, on the hill and the nigga fighting uphill.
Honestly,
he was even.
You know what? Lil my favorite rapper, but Jay-Z's. I think Jay-Z's a little bit better than him. Man.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's another
depends,
discussion.
Man, it depends.
And another
thing.
Nas
they are,
is my dude.
I think they are 50-50. I think they are yin-yang that shares a
I'll tell you what it is. Nas got better words. Jay-Z got better flow. Nas got better words. Jay-Z has better flow.
I think if you want to focus on being right,
yeah.
you can't focus on being left.
Yeah, okay.
So there needs to be someone who plays the left
yeah.
while someone plays
the
right.
Right.
And not to say that right is better than left. Because
yeah.
you could get to left if you make four rights.
I always, you could do that. You could do that.
Yeah, but what are you going to front, though, man?
Listen. I had to put my head down. I know what you said.
The whole strategy behind Nicki dropping that response was whack because they waited until March 9th, which was the day that Big died.
Why should she try to use Big Dog? Yeah, because she used it as a buzz.
Like, that was whack. That was whack. Like, on Biggie Day.
First of all,
that was real whack.
That's the type of shit that Young
Drake and Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't the caliber of MCs that I fuck with. No. I like Drake because Drake is a good pop artist.
Drake is nice.
He's the best pop artist that came out with hip hop in a long time.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's God. To these niggas.
No, yeah, yeah, don't say that.
He's gonna surpass Jay.
Let's not. No, shut your mouth.
He's gonna surpass Jay.
Did you?
Yes.
He's gonna surpass Jay.
Did Elvis surpass Jay?
Listen, man.
Did Elvis surpass Jay?
How old is Drake? How old is Drake?
I said Elvis though. Elvis has been around before Jay was born. Did Drake? Elvis surpass Jay?
Ain't gonna worry about Elvis.
You good, right?
Yeah. What else?
Drake is good too.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at the level. How long you been good?
And this is no disrespect to Jay, by the way.
I think it was 5 years old. We was in front of your people's house. And we chilled. We kicked it. And you was good then.
Shout out to my nigga. Because I said 11. Yeah. He said when we was 5 years old.
No, I said five years old.
I realized it was a role. Yo.
When you was ill with you and your cousin. Yo, y'all was ill.
Yeah. Cheese on bread.
Yeah, y'all was good. And y'all was good before that.
Cheese on bread.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The whole thing. Got it.
Drake is good.
Drake is gonna surpass Jay.
My nigga, first of all, let's stop it for a second.
No, I ain't gonna hold
it. Let me take that back. Let's stop it for a second.
Celebrity status, I mean.
We ain't in the studio with anybody.
Yeah.
We don't know how or who it goes through before this music reaches us for us to say that who is good and who is not good.
Yeah.
But we do know that we're talking about a battle.
Yeah.
That is on the heels of another battle concerning this very individual.
War.
Hold up, wait.
It's a World War One.
Before concerning this very individual.
War.
Concerning this very individual. And this nigga,
clean face nigga,
was just accused of not writing his own shit. So we could talk about how good this nigga is.
Who's that? But we have no idea.
How many people or what process this thing goes through before it reaches our ears? We don't know who it goes through.
Yo,
it might go through 15 people. And 15 people put their parts in.
I'm going to give it to you $100,000.
Shout out to that nigga for that. You don't want to take away nothing from him. But for to us to call him the king, the god, and all of that, that's ums to me.
He's Flatbush nigga, Brooklyn Brownville.
Listen.
Drake is like the illest nigga I fucking heard, man.
Nah, he's
he's New York, Brooklyn, Brownville. From where he from? Drake is the other nigga.
Drake is.
I don't want to sound like a hater, man, but I love Drake, but I doubt that he is ever anything close to the great.
I ain't gonna front. I can't front.
He makes it simple.
You know what kills the argument?
I heard Bryson Tiller do what he did. I heard Tory Lanez do what he did. And not to mention, I heard the nigga who wrote the songs that Drake did do what he did. So there's no way I could think that Drake.
You ever been to Toronto?
Nah. Allegedly.
Not allegedly. This nigga's the guy to be. This nigga's the guy. This is factual.
I'm talking about Drake. I've been to Toronto 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
Every summer.
Listen.
They don't really like Drake in Toronto.
Why?
Yeah, a lot of people in Canada don't like him.
What?
A lot of white people.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Because so shout out to white people.
We love Drake here. No, y'all don't like Drake there? Yeah.
No, because
I don't like the faking part of Drake.
They be hating.
They don't think he's like who he say he is.
He's not who he say he is.
They be hating.
But that don't matter. He's entertainment.
But they don't like it. Because they don't.
That's okay.
The cool man, they don't want to be around that kind of guy.
That's respectable. But that's real shit.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about real shit on the radio.
Yeah.
We're talking about entertainment fun shit. Yeah. And Drake is not real.
Yeah.
He's entertainment and fun. Yeah. And why can't we love entertainment and fun?
He must think he's a real person.
He better, you nigga. Yeah. Drake, I don't know your real name, but you better think you're real. But you better know that you ain't real.
Aubrey,
that's right. Your name is Aubrey, nigga. Yeah. You better know that you are not real, but you better carry it all day like you are, nigga.
Drake is nice.
Drake is good.
I can't front, though. One thing that he doesn't have in his catalog is a classic album.
He don't.
No.
Not yet.
No.
He doesn't have a classic album.
I don't think he is. He would have had it when nothing was the same.
From my point of view, we're from New York City. That Views is classic, man.
No, wait, you stupid. That Nothing Was the Same was the closest thing to a classic.
That
Take Care was like...
Yeah. It might have been a classic hip-hop album. It might not be a classic hip-hop album, but it's a classic album.
Yo, no.
That shit is great.
I don't think that he has something that you can play from.
I didn't like nothing else before.
After nothing, after if you're reading this, it was too late. I was like, oh, he's not doing this on his own. He's got 100 people helping him.
Yo, but I mean, this what kills me with people, man. Nigga, man. Yo, everybody has help, kid. When you look at album credits, when you look at album credits, it's never the artist's name by itself. Everybody has help.
Shout out to Envy. Shout out to the Queens. Envy. DJ Envy. I had to shout out Envy because Charlamagne always took my life serious.
DJ Envy from the hood, man. St. Albans. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, everybody gets help, man. Nobody does their own.
No.
I feel bad. Drake.
You know, we all do get help. You do get help.
What you saying when you say we get help? What are you saying? Are you passing judgment or are you passing a reasonable doubt?
No, but people. So you're telling me that reference tracks don't exist?
Reference tracks do exist for every artist, for every song.
Not for every song. What are you saying? Hold up. People get reference tracks.
Songs you got, none of them gonna be a reference track.
They should. They could be, but let them be reference tracks to everybody.
Come on, man.
Should never receive a reference track and call myself king. Or I should never receive a reference track and let somebody else call me.
But believe it or not, I don't know.
That. I scratch that. I take that back.
I don't know for a fact. I don't know this for a fact.
I take that back. Any of y'all who have reference tracks,
I'm pretty sure that every artist in the game right now has received some sort of reference track at some point in time in their life, but we'll never know who the hell the person is who referenced the track or who helped who get what going. You know what I'm saying? We would never know.
Because
it's confidentiality agreements and stuff like that.
I don't even think it's about if you receive a reference track. Anyone can have received a reference track. How many of your hit songs are referenced by somebody else and you just redid them?
We will never know.
But we know of many of them now.
For this particular artist.
For this one artist, we know many of them.
See, that's probably why Meek can never be able to rap again.
Nah, Meek is... Meek Mills is Stephen A. Smith of rapping. He's going to yell to you about certain things and go hard at the white boy. We don't want to go hard at the white boy like Meek Mills did. We don't want to diss the white boy so much that niggas be like, y'all don't like, y'all anti-Semitic or y'all don't like this Jewish nigga. We don't want to do that. We want to let my son have his... Let him rock. But when people start miscategorizing him as the king or the best or on Jay-Z's heels, or that's nonsense. Right, so they've taken entertainment. They've taken entertainment 2 steps too far.
All right, so let me rephrase what I meant to say. He's gonna be a bigger pop star than Jay-Z. I'm gonna just say that. Because at the age that he's at right now.
Who, Drake?
Let him be. No.
But I'm just saying, like, in people's eyes, Drake.
He's already big.
Listen,
kid, he's hosting All-Star Weekend.
Let him be.
You know what I'm saying? He's everywhere.
Jay-Z is the king of the street.
Drake is like the male Rihanna.
Yeah, let him be that. Who the fuck cares about that?
He's taking everybody's girlfriends on dates and shit. All
right, so since we're on the Rihanna, since you mentioned Rihanna. Let me just ask y'all a quick question. All right, so let's talk about Jay's other half, Beyonce. Who's the better artist, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Depends on what you're saying when you say artist. Who's the better artist? What is a better artist?
I'm going to give it to Beyonce because you know why?
Why?
She dances her ass off. Rihanna can't keep up with that. Do Rihanna do that little slow wine shit like all the Jamaican girls?
What about songs?
All the Jamaican call-ups. But Rihanna, they don't write each
other.
They don't write their songs.
Beyonce and Rihanna are one of the...
They don't write their songs.
We ain't talking about Umbrella.
They don't write their songs.
This is true. Beyonce don't write her songs.
Who has the bigger hits? Every time I turn on the radio...
You can't judge it like that.
Every time I turn on the radio, I can't lie.
Rihanna.
Rihanna, the same team. That's like... Everybody praises all the females, and niggas like, who got the bigger hits? If he get a hit that falls number three, and I get a hit that falls number one, we got one and three.
One and three. We won in three.
Man. Whoever number two is fucked up because we're going to squeeze that nigga to the death. So we have one and two. He's done for. Yeah. So like Rihanna and Beyonce, they winning together. Us talking about who's better is like adding more volume to them. They are winning.
I just always thought that because the reason why I asked that is because women... Females, they worship the ground Beyonce walks on, bro. Right? You know what I mean?
And the young is already on the Beyonce. I mean, and the young is on the Rihanna.
I fuck with Young M.A.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
She created a trend. I wish I bought that Anthony.
Yo, you think that she's gonna get signed?
Huh?
Yo, if you bought that,
she's gonna get signed?
No. I don't know. I would sign her.
She's not signed.
I want Young M.A.
So she's good.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I want you, Young M.A.
If I was her, I would never sign.
And I'm coming for you.
Can you listen to a whole album of Young M.A.? No, this ain't knocking her.
I don't want to listen.
Young M.A., shout out to Young M.A.
I don't
want to
listen
to
that. Remember that I said that, you heard?
Can you listen to a whole album of Young M.A.?
I don't want to hear a whole album.
This is my point.
Flatbush. You already know what it is. The heart of that shit, you heard?
She created the buzz, you heard? Huh? Church at 54th Street.
You already signed to us all day long. Nah, fuck that. I need that. You know what? I need her.
I dig it. I need that bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, she's all day. We go over the same shit.
You know what? Right,
but I'm just talking about marketing wise.
Well, the thing is, I want. See, niggas don't know what to do with her. For one, she's gay. Yeah, that's first of
shout
all.
Shout out to that.
Secondly, she's rapping. I'm sure she gives some. She's doing rap that is modern.
Yeah.
So niggas is thrown the fuck off when they see it, and then her whole demeanor bring it all together.
She'll punch a nigga in
the
face.
She'll punch you right in your face, and if you a real nigga.
You like her.
You probably eat that shit and be like, yo, look. You ready to get to this money? Because you wasting your time putting your hands on me.
Because like, your shit don't hurt me.
Your shit ain't hurting me.
Yeah.
So look, fool, like, man. Yo, like, that niggas is, that shit is hard. Yeah. They don't know what to do with that.
Yo,
they like, what the fuck do we? We'd rather Tevin Campbell. We'd rather we had Tevin Campbell. Get Tevin Campbell back.
All my little girlfriends that I like back in the day, they loved Tevin Campbell. I hated that guy.
And I ain't mad at Tevin Campbell.
I hated that guy. I hated Criss Cross too.
Criss Cross.
All my little girlfriends, they liked him.
Yo, man. Yeah, I'm not going front. Yo, y'all looked at that new edition?
I love it.
Yo,
it was crazy,
I love
bro.
It.
Like,
I didn't see it yet, though.
Just seeing what they went through, bro. I didn't even know that.
Why does my man Bobby Brown look like that?
Yeah, Bobby Brown is crazy.
He's looking crazy? He's looking fucked up?
Yeah, he's fucked up. Like,
the Bobby Brown jaws look like Mike Tyson hit him with the permanent right hook.
What the fuck do niggas expect?
What?
Yo, I don't understand how niggas got all of this judgment to pass on somebody.
Yeah.
They ain't never had 20,000 in their bank.
That's a fact.
This nigga got 2 million to spend tonight.
Ballin'.
Not the regular African American ballin', but the Indian ballin' wood.
Ballin'.
That nigga's ballin' wood right now.
Put dollar in me.
Yo, that nigga go out, he wild out.
Yeah, hey, Bobby Brown.
I wild with him. Don't you lie. I don't wild out in some spots.
Let me ask you a question, Mills. You wild out.
Yeah.
You wild out.
Yeah.
Fuck that. 5 years ago.
Yeah, I wild out.
You wild out. And spend $40,000 in one night. Let's say you wake up the next morning.
I'm grabbing the richest girl next to me, and I'm gonna try to talk good sense to her.
You gonna try to talk good sense to her?
That's a good man.
That's a man learning from his past mistakes. Trying to talk good sense now. look, it happens to everybody. This nigga ain't even seen the money yet. He making mistakes and trying to make them right.
You know how long we love you? We love you a long time.
You can't be mad at that. Yo. Nigga like Bobby, come on, what the fuck?
All girls want to do is love.
Who's before Bobby Brown? Frankie Lyman?
Hey.
Who's before Bobby Brown to show him, don't do this?
Yeah. Hey, boy. Slow down. Bobby Shmurda. Slow down on that Bobby Ducey,
boy. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to speak about that, kid. Bobby.
Sheesh.
You know that's
right. I don't even want to speak about that, Bobby.
You know we connected to them.
I don't even want to speak about Bobby. Like,
we're not connected to them. Sorry.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Are we connected with them niggas?
Yeah.
We're not connected.
Let me know.
Forget it.
I'm going to go see Bobby, man. Open up a start a label.
Should
man.
I go see the nigga? Should I go holler at the nigga?
Start up a label.
Quiet.
Shout out to Bobby Brown, man.
You know who he is.
Oh, shit.
We met him before.
Let me know something I should know.
Check him.
The big homie?
No, he's not a big homie. He's a baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what I mean? That's crazy, man. Shout out to Bobby Brown, man. Shout out to New Edition.
Bobby Brown!
That documentary definitely opened a lot of people's eyes, man. Made them relevant. You know what I mean? Word, man. Look, what's good, man? Mill, you all right, man? You all right over there?
Yeah, Mill.
Mill definitely look like he in another world right now. For real.
Mill Gaines, nigga.
Mill Gaines. Shredded.
He said shredded.
That's a song. Oh, that's a single. That's a song, kid.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When I did that shit, I said, yo, anybody who's hip hop, they're gonna love this shit. Mm-hmm. This is the shit. I did this shit, and it was like, okay, that's dope. That's it. It made me feel like, Gaines,
he shot Bobby Shmurda in them first video, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Bobby Shmurda is my little guys.
Hot Boys?
No.
I feel shoot Hot Boys. They're supposed to give me $400 for it.
Word.
I said, give me $400, man.
They ain't want to give them the $400. That's crazy. We ain't damn, we made them look cheap on edge. Shit.
Oh, shit. Cut it
off. Yeah, I mean, it is.
Nigga said, cut it off. Nigga, keep that. Yeah. Nigga,
he did.
I knew I put this interview.
What was the first joke?
Yo, this is my nigga from the hood. They like, yo.
She's on bread. She's on bread.
Do it for me. You're in the 50s.
Yeah. All them niggas. You know them niggas. Yeah.
Bobby Shmurda and Richie P.
Yeah. Richie P ain't never put no work.
Yeah. Richie P is on.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Deshaun on me.
Deshaun was in jail. Yeah. Deshaun put in work.
Allegedly, man. Allegedly.
She's on bread.
Allegedly.
It is what
she's
it is.
Bread. It's all life.
But they ain't get mad.
Yeah, man. But
what you
think about that whole GS9 situation, though, man?
Yo, son, they come for you, yo.
Yeah.
They come for you.
You know why I feel bad? Because a lot of them guys were good dudes.
Yeah.
But some of the dudes, some niggas put in that Shmurda.
Sad,
but
man.
But imagine just from the neighborhood, they could be like, yo, you're a part of this Shmurda.
Not everybody squeezed that trigger.
But this is the thing.
Not everybody's built for that time.
This is what I want the 96 ways to be about. I ain't going to hold you.
Let's talk
niggas
about 96 ways.
Like, first, niggas could just be like, yo, you know that nigga? Yeah, all of y'all niggas is getting life now. Because you knew this nigga.
Yep.
And you be like, God damn, I just knew the nigga.
I had plenty of chances to squeeze that trigger. And I said, you know what? I'd rather not squeeze the trigger because you know what?
Yeah, I mean, niggas ain't built for jail, man. A lot of cats not built for jail.
I have no bail money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas
have no bail money.
Yo, after looking at that Khalif Browder documentary.
I know my mother called
you. I only saw like 3 or 4. Yeah, and I ain't going from.
We called him. She got bail money for me, and I got out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But
that was crazy.
He got money for me. And it was like, she never called us before this.
Yeah.
Because my mom she's anti-social. Anti-social.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all love, though, kid.
Nah, she did some bullshit, man.
Nah, it's all love, kid. Shout out to Mama Love, kid, for sure.
Fuck them fucking family. She put me to other people.
Who's that?
All about other family, the other in-laws.
You
put me with the mother people.
Other people. Son of God.
Yeah.
I said, the only way out of this shit is killing these guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but church, man, let us know about that, 96 ways. Like
the 96 ways is like, I'm a firm believer. I know there are set greatest rapper of all times, and that list doesn't change. You could have your own personal list. That list is for your preference, but mm-hmm. they're top rappers, and that list and never Biggie changed. On that list. Yeah, Biggie's definitely
Pac on not on that list because Pac don't do that Who? Kind of rap.
Pac
don't do that kind of
rap. Pac is on the list. Pac is like the number.
Pac is like not do that kind of rap.
No. Pac is like a number nine, but it's not even about the type of rap that you do. Rather, the 96 Ways though is more like about 96 Ways is more about when you have somebody.
You got bitches or look.
Huh?
96
Ways. Nah, this the Ife way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's so.
96 Ways is when you like is. Niggas that...
And that's your project that you're working on.
Yeah, fact though. 96 Ways is like when niggas get caught in charges that you ain't really got no control over just because you was born who you are and you was born where you are and you was born what you are.
That's my life. You don't live
right,
my life?
Right. Fact though. So we get other people to kind of live our lives with us where we encounter niggas who... get jailed for 30 years plus just for knowing D-Star. Wow. Just for knowing D-Steals. Like, they want to put him in jail forever. And because you know him, now you go to jail also.
I don't believe that dumb shit.
And if you don't say, yo, nah, nah.
Affiliation.
Yeah, if you don't be like, yo, nah, 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 he's the one that does that.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of y'all will go down.
Facts.
So you got to be willing... You gotta be willing to stand in the face of somebody.
Nigga, I don't want some pussy. You got pussy on this shit?
Huh? What's that, nigga? Yeah. This nigga got bad bitches on his shit. I ain't got none of that shit. Look, yeah. You gotta be
he
willing to
stand. He screwed you up in the middle of your thought process. Right? That's terrible. Yeah.
Look, but you gotta be willing.
But let you write shit.
Shout out to the fact I might end up junking this whole thing.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
I know.
Look, you gotta be willing to stand in the face of all of that.
Should I give a fuck?
What?
Should I give a fuck?
Nah.
What you mean? You should always give a fuck.
I never give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yo, son, we always skip one fuck at least. One fuck. Even if it's that one that becomes the baby one mother, home. We gives one at least.
I done got my baby mother pregnant. My baby mother too.
Shit.
You ain't even get your baby mother pregnant. How was that?
This
nigga said, I ain't even get her pregnant.
Yo, shout out to Duce, man. Shout I ain't gonna to hold you,
Duce.
Man. Yo, Jay, you got him in here going crazy.
Yo.
He said, man, I didn't even get my baby mother pregnant.
Oh, word to mother. Yo, you know my baby, she a good girl, man. But she did a lot of dumb shit, man.
Yeah, man, listen,
she
man.
She did a lot of dumb shit.
That's life of baby mamas, man. Shout out to the baby mamas out there,
Shout out to the baby moms. Niggas is going, everybody's going through their old baby mother situation right now. Everybody's got their own baby mother situation right now. I just pulled up to the court down in Baltimore. Shout out to Baltimore.
Funny ass, hood ass niggas.
You figured Dells me?
Fuck that, nigga. We get it right.
These niggas be some, yo, Baltimore niggas is some young,
you're not from Baltimore.
Wise niggas.
And they different.
Yeah, but I spent mad time in B-more. I spent time when I went
different.
To college out there.
They're really gonna die.
Different.
Son, them niggas, they know they gonna die. They know they gonna die. That's why they live life every day. Like, and I don't even want to say this out because I don't even want them to think that in their mind. But I ain't gonna stunt it. Certain niggas out there that feel like, they gonna die, so they gonna turn it up every day.
Yeah.
But yo, these niggas is some funny, get money ass niggas out here, boy. Mm-hmm. Oh boy. You can meet a nigga on the bus stop and he have you in tears, boy.
This boy know it.
Hilarious. Yeah. With wisdom, too. Young niggas with wisdom. But they got it fucked up. That situation out there is fucked up.
Nah, facts. B-more's twisted, man. Shout out to B-more, man. Shout out to the homie
Easy
Jackson,
They like
80%
of the population,
my homie,
and they ain't got
Soul
no
Cannon.
Control
Shout
out there.
To Soul Cannon.
Yeah, fact, though.
Word.
Soul Cannon? Who did
Soul
you
Cannon.
Rapper?
That's my homie Easy Jackson and his band out there in Baltimore.
Easy Jackson?
Easy Jackson.
Which one is
that? That's my guy.
Who's that?
Easy Jackson.
Who's Soul Cannon?
Soul Cannon is a group out there. It's a band.
The homie with the glasses?
It's a group.
But with the
white
with the
band,
glasses?
White band,
group,
black
nigga.
MC.
But with the homie with the glasses?
Yeah. Yeah.
That work at the joint job?
Yeah, he used to
The big cheese I'm
red. That's my job. That's my guy right there.
Yeah, this nigga that be out there, he be making tapes, like making CDs and shit. Yeah. That nigga shit be
out. Shout
out
to Easy, man. Word. I see
don't hate on that nigga, man. Yeah, Mills don't want you, yo. You got to come for the Mills, man. You got to go get the Mills.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Mills ain't trying to accept you into the to the millionaire category. You got to go get the Mills.
Yeah, go do what I would do.
Yeah.
What's that? Hardships. A lot of shit. It don't come easy, nigga.
Yeah, but when can we expect 96 Ways to drop, champ?
Yo, I don't know, man. After talking to y'all niggas, man, every time I spit something for somebody, niggas be like, you fucking up. You fucking up the world.
You're the best
friend. I like that, though.
I thank you for that, man. And if I can't die without being called the best rapper.
Best rapper.
I like
need
that,
to be
though.
In history.
I bow down.
My nigga, I appreciate that.
And I turn up too. But I bow down too.
I like that though.
My nigga, because it's respected more from a nigga who actually rap. Fuck a nigga who don't rap and telling me you the best. A nigga who rap and say, he understand the Nizite. Because I'm Nizite, every Nizite. Yeah, it's just Lizite. I do that shit and I don't Rizite. Yeah, and everybody fucking Rizite. Yeah. You know the wrist light and wrist light, it sound like albino. Wow. And my shit is like a fucking rhino. That ivory on the nose and you know it because I know it. Yeah, motherfucking pro and I show it. Niggas. My chain and my wrist look like pull up on you all you can, nigga. Everything that you can, nigga. I said I done killed it, I done spilled it in top dollar master Don. Yes, cause I wilt it. And everything I do is like a house, I just built it. You already know what I do, man. That's top dollar Shana. Shit like that. You already know. Okay, man. It's life, man. It's my fucking life, man.
That's
what
it is. Word up, man. That's what
every
it is.
Every motherfucking day, every hour of the motherfucking day, we can't not do it for niggas. They expecting that shit.
No question. No question.
Word.
He gave us a little teaser.
Yeah. You already know.
But
yeah,
now it's time to take a breather.
That 96 Ways shit, man.
I would jump on the mic, but now.
Oh, y'all, go ahead.
Nah, I'm good. I'm Gucci. Word.
Gucci.
But, man, on that note,
man. I'm about to bring that 96 Ways real. How far we into this shit, man?
What?
It's
90. Well, we got a little ways in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that 96.
We about to wrap it up soon.
Nah, why?
Yeah. We can't rock it till June.
Oh, okay. Fuck it. So,
it's
cold
outside.
I would, though, but that 96 ways is coming soon.
No
you
doubt.
You know, right now I got some next shit I'm about to drop. It's called Body Bag, the big homie.
Body
Mills
bag.
Said I should drop that body bag ASAP. Don't
drop,
play with
drop,
niggas.
Drop it.
I'm going to drop that body bag. That's automatically. I fuck with that shit.
I'm looking ahead at it, man.
That 96 Ways is Coldest Winter Ever, starring Jay-Z, starring Nas, starring me.
And that's dope.
Starring the Young Chris.
And
you don't get
to
even know who the Young Chris is. You
got to
wait to see the footage to see who the Young Chris is.
Yeah.
And you don't even get to see a Young Pete. You got to fucking, that nigga's like the director of this shit. You don't even get to see the Young Pete. And starring the Young Ray.
What?
And with a little ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, starring the Young Ray with a little ghost. You already know Ray and Ghost is all the way together.
No question. Shout out to
so
Ray.
So you're gonna
ghost,
get a little
man.
Ray and a little ghost.
Uncle
so this
Ray.
Shit is starring
Uncle
Ray,
ghost.
A little ghost, the big homie Nas, the big homie Sean.
Yeah.
And you already know Chris and P is in the background.
No question.
That shit
no
is
question.
It's gonna be dope, man. It's gonna
well,
be phenomenal.
I'm tell
you got
this,
Isaac
man.
Hayes on the shit. You got some dope shit on there, man.
You're a talented young brother, man, and I wish you nothing but the best in what you're trying to accomplish,
I
man.
I appreciate that, man.
Because you're very talented and you got a different way of doing things, and that's what I respect about you. You know what I mean? You don't take the normal route. The route that everybody else takes, you'd rather go around the block 10 times before you take the same route that everybody else takes, and I respect that. That's creativity, man, and it take a lot of courage. It take a lot of courage to do that, man, because a lot of people is not doing that because a lot of people look for acceptance. You know what I'm saying? He's not looking to be accepted. He's just looking to be respected, and I respect that. You know what I mean? So anything else I want to say to the people before we sign off?
What you doing, son? We rocking you.
We
be rocking you.
Yeah. Yeah,
yo,
we
DJ Bobby Candace.
We always do another. We could always do another
fuck
session.
Master,
man,
fuck Master Flex Night.
We could do another session, man, for
yo,
sure.
Yo, all day, man.
But,
yo, man, how long we in?
I appreciate you, man. You guys,
I
want to
go. I
want
to go for another 20 minutes.
Hey, man, we go for another hour, but unfortunately, we got to wrap things up, man, due to time. But,
you can tell a nigga that don't do interviews. That nigga like, yo, this is over? Fuck?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody that tuned in today, man. Shout out to Church. Shout out to my homie, Mill Gaines, Cuzzo.
Yo,
you know
I mean?
He over there in the corner.
And,
shout out to Duce, because you got the room. Benny Hill right now.
Yo, you got the whole room. Yeah, you only heard three voices. You got the whole room quiet. This Duce got the whole room quiet.
Duce and Jose got the room in a frenzy.
This Duce got the whole room on shit.
Yeah. But on
Static
that note,
Selector.
Hey, shout out to Static Selector, man. Shout out to everybody out there in the internet.
Mad
girl.
Static.
Yeah, I mean. But on that note, man, life is about love and hate. The key to life is making sure that the love outweighs the hate. And I'm still the great. Uno.
Woo!
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile.
Only you.
Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.